Good morning, this is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningninem Hangsing. Nagaland's lone member of parliament in the Lok Sabha, S. Supongmerin Jamir, has urged the central government to prioritise the construction of the proposed Foothills Road, Trans-Nagaland Highway. Raising the matter under Rule 377 in the House, Mr. Jamir described the Foothills Road as crucial for improving connectivity, economic progress, administrative accessibility and regional integration in the state. The proposed 395-kilometre road is expected to significantly reduce travel time between districts and allow citizens to travel within the state without repeatedly crossing interstate boundaries. The road will connect 103 towns and villages passing through Peren, Chumukedima, Dimapur, Newland, Wokha, Mokokchung, Longleng and Mon. Mr. Jamir said detailed project reports for Phase 1 covering about 180 kilometres from Dimapur to Tuli at an estimated cost of 3,284 crore rupees have already been submitted to the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways for consideration and approval as a national highway. The total cost of the Foothills Road project is estimated at around 9,000 crore rupees. The MP urged the centre to expedite approval of the project in the interest of the people of Nagaland and the overall development of the region. Two Indian-flagged vessels carrying 92,700 metric tons of LPG have crossed the Strait of Hormuz safely yesterday. Special Secretary at Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed this while addressing the inter-ministerial media briefing in New Delhi.
INS Shivalik and INS Nanda Devi are Indian flag vessels carrying LPG. They safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz and are now heading towards India. They are carrying around 92,700 metric tons of LPG. Their arrival ports will be Mundra Port and Kandla Port, with expected arrival dates of 16 March and 17 March.
Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said there is no dry out at any retail outlets or LPG distributorship and sufficient diesel and petrol is available. She urged citizens to refrain from panic booking of LPG cylinders and only book when required. Additional Secretary Gulf at Ministry of External Affairs Asim Mahajan informed that 1,72,000 Indian nationals have returned home from the West Asia region since the 28th of last month.
Flights have been operating from Oman, Saudi Arabia, UAE and Qatar. For Indians in Bahrain, Kuwait and Iraq, from where direct flights are not operating, we are assisting the Indian nationals in terms of visa extensions, transit visas for onward journey to India via Saudi Arabia.
Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, C. Senthil Rajan, urged the people to be cautious of the fake news on social media. World Consumer Rights Day is being observed today. The day reminds everyone of the importance of upholding and protecting consumer rights. The theme for this year is Safe Products, Confident Consumers. Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports S. Kyoshu Yimchunger yesterday inaugurated the multi-playground at Kalakha in Kejakeno. The land was contributed freely by the Komuno Kel of the village. Addressing the gathering, Advisor Kyoshu said the government would support the construction of a futsal ground. He also expressed concern over the lack of ownership among Nagas towards government infrastructure and urged communities to treat such facilities as their own and ensure their maintenance. Mr. Kyoshu encouraged the youth to actively participate in sports throughout the year rather than only during seasonal events. He also called upon village authorities to identify potential youth and encourage them to join State Kalo Academy for their overall development. Several officials and dignitaries attended the program, including MLA Pongshi, former MLA Krihu Lejetsu, among others. Nagaland's former player Suchit J will receive the Madhav Rao Sindhya Award at the BCCI Naman Awards 2026 for being the highest wicket taker in the Ranji Trophy 2024-25 plate group. During the tournament, Suchit took an impressive 43 wickets in just 6 matches for Nagaland, finishing with the best economy rate of 2.39. Suchit, now playing for Uttarakhand, will receive the honour at the awards ceremony this evening. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast continued rainfall activity over Nagaland throughout this week. Light to moderate showers accompanied by thunderstorms are expected to occur at few places in all districts. The department has advised ensuring proper drainage in fields to prevent waterlogging. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.